This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode 27 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we'll dive deeper into the topic of collecting email addresses, exploring one of the most effective ways I achieve this for my clients. But first, I'd like to thank Chiropractic Marketing Websites for sponsoring today's episode. CMW helps chiropractors convert leads into new patients in 14 days or less without tech overwhelm or spending a lot on advertising. If you're not getting the number of leads you'd like from your current chiropractic website, then head on over to chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com to learn more. That's chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com. Or if you don't want to type all of that in, just enter getcmw.com. That's getcmw.com. All right, back to the podcast. Let's reverse engineer one of the most effective ways to capture email addresses for your chiropractic practice. Yes, a simple pop-up can work, but if you're targeting specific niches like knee pain or neuropathy, a dedicated landing page would be your most effective option. What's a landing page, you ask? Good question. A landing page is a standalone web page created specifically for a marketing or advertising campaign. It's where visitors land after clicking on a link in an email, social media post, pay-per-click ad, or other digital marketing platforms. The primary goal of a landing page is to convert visitors into leads or customers by encouraging them to take a specific action, such as signing up for a newsletter, downloading a guide, or scheduling an appointment. Landing pages are designed with a focused message and a clear call to action to minimize distractions and optimize conversion rates. Here are the top 10 key components I recommend you use on a well-structured chiropractic landing page. Number one, an attention-grabbing headline. The headline is the first thing visitors see when they land on your page. It should be attention-grabbing, relevant to the offer, and communicate the value proposition clearly and concisely. Number two, a supporting sub-headline. A sub-headline provides additional context to the headline, elaborating on the offer or providing more details about the product or service. It should support the headline and reinforce the main message. Number three, a hero image or video. Visual content, such as a high-quality image or a compelling video, can capture visitors' attention and help illustrate the benefits of your offer. It should be relevant, engaging, and resonate with your target audience. Number four, the benefits and features of your service or program. Highlight the key benefits or features of your service or program in bullet points or short paragraphs. Focus on how your offer solves a problem or fulfills a need for the visitor. Number five, authentic social proof. Testimonials and reviews by patients you've treated can build trust and credibility. Displaying social proof can reassure visitors that they are making a good decision by engaging with your offer. Number six, a clear and compelling call to action. A clear and compelling call to action guides visitors towards the desired action, such as signing up for a newsletter, downloading an ebook, or scheduling a consultation. Make sure the call to action stands out visually and is positioned strategically on the page. Number seven, a well-designed opt-in form. An opt-in form is where visitors provide their contact information, such as their name and email address, to access the offer or receive more information. Keep the form simple and only ask for essential information to reduce friction and increase conversions. Number eight, trust badges. Displaying trust badges, security certifications, or industry awards can further enhance credibility and reassure visitors that their information is safe and secure. Number nine, additional content. Depending on the complexity of your offer, you may include more detailed content, such as FAQs, additional resources, or a brief overview of your practice to provide visitors with more information and address any potential questions or objections. Number 10, footer. The footer typically includes secondary navigation links, privacy policy, terms of service, and contact information. It provides additional context and ensures compliance with legal requirements. By incorporating these components into your landing page design, you can create a cohesive and compelling user experience that drives conversions and helps you achieve your marketing goals. Now, if you don't know how to set all of this up, please reach out to me. I'm here to help. My email address is hello@chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com or simply visit chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com for more information. It provides a good breakdown of what we just covered. All right, that wraps things up for today. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please check out the links in today's show notes or simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com for a full list of supported platforms. For example, I'm on Apple Podcasts, Audible, SoundCloud, Spotify, and much, much more. Last but certainly not least, I would greatly appreciate your review of this podcast over at Apple Podcasts. It not only helps build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also gives me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.